Alexa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. How are you?
Good.
I think my daughters will thank you for my having listened to you all these years.
Oh, excellent. Happy to hear that.
I would like to know, I guess I'll frame the question this way. It's the other side of the masculinity. You know, when there's such a guy that my husband comes home from work and he's overdone. He's taking care of a lot of things right now, and he needs time to unwind. And I would like to know a good way of interjecting myself, if it were, and saying, I miss you lately.
No, that's not what you do when he first comes home. When he first comes home, give him a hug and a kiss, hand him a glass of wine or a beer, whichever is his taste, and point him toward the bathroom where there's a bathtub filled with nice hot water, maybe a few bubbles. Not too many. Okay. He's a guy. And have the radio on across the room so he doesn't die because it falls in and electrocutes him. To music he likes. Classical, hard rock, whatever it is. Country.
Okay.
And say, in a half an hour or so, come on out. And leave him alone.
Okay.
Don't interject yourself. Extricate yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to be just quiet because he's under such duress right now, and I'm missing him. And
that's nice, but he has to unwind, and a hot bath is one nice way to unwind, or if he likes a shower better. But I think having a glass of wine or a beer, having the music on, and you just lead him there, rub his neck, give him a kiss, and say, you know, when you're relaxed, come on out. I made a wonderful dinner, and maybe later we can rock each other's worlds. But he needs decompression time. Just like he's gone into the ocean, he can't come up too fast. You want him to come right up and go fishing. He can't.
Well, heck yes, I want him to go fishing, but I can be patient. And I will. I'll be patient.
No, it's not a matter of being patient. It's a matter of being loving and doing what he needs. And right now, at that point, he doesn't need you wanting something.
Women are always wanters, aren't they?
He gave at the office. Well, you can get what you want after he decompresses. Because then what you want and he wants becomes the same.
Yeah. We do like doing the same things together. We just need to get back to it and when things calm down for him. And
well, they're not going to calm down. I guess work is what it is. But I'm telling you how to help him decompress. Did I get anything across?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Good.
Getting the Calgon ready right now.
Does that make good bubbles?
I assume so. I keep it in the cabinet. And I
well, give it a try.
And I haven't taken out yet.
Give it a try.
All right, Dr. Laura, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. This works very well. Guys really appreciate when they walk in the house and nobody's demanding. And as a matter of fact, you go decompress. Here's a beer. Here's music. Here's a bathtub. You just go relax. Put your feet up. Look at the screen. If you want to look at the screen, just close your eyes. Whatever. Candles. Just leave him alone. And he'll be in the bathtub for a while and think, oh, I think I want to go be with Mary. I think I want to go hug. I think I want some dinner. I think I want to share a glass of wine with her. And then he'll be in the place to do it. You can't demand what you want. What you do is try to seduce the other person into wanting it also.